I think that most of us here this morning, throughout our life, have the opportunity to get to know a lot of people. Part of getting older and getting more experience, maturing as they say, is learning how to deal with our differences. You stop and think about it, there is no one more judgmental, no one more hypocritical than someone who is self-righteous. And all of us probably know someone like this. Where others are concerned, these people have such high standards, such exacting demands, such intolerance of others, that no one is safe from the criticism. These sorts of people make no exceptions, and they never tolerate mistakes. When it comes to themselves, they are blind and all forgiving. Yes, many of us know people like this, and perhaps, if we are at all honest with ourselves, there are parts of these traits in our own person, in our personhood. For all the things I just described are cover-ups. All these tendencies to be self-important and intolerant of others and seemingly better than anyone else cover up one thing: insecurity. So the more we point fingers, the more we gossip and judge, the more we put other people down, the more we unconsciously admit our own insecurity. Here we broadcast our lack of self-esteem. Yes, you're judgmental hypocrites. And then we have the opposite. There are people who are warm and understanding and compassionate. They give others a break. People who try to show mercy and understanding. And there is no one more compassionate and understanding than a genuine holy person. And how does one become holy? Well, it's quite simple. A person can only become holy through pain and suffering. Think about that. A person can only become holy through pain and suffering. After all, compassion can only come from been there and done that. Again, think about that. Compassion can only come from been there and done that. And such a person was Jesus. Today we have a very wonderful example of his compassion in our gospel. On the surface of the story, there seems to be one sin, the sin of adultery. But if we look carefully, there are other sins, and serious ones at that. First is the way the scribes and Pharisees treated the woman. They ganged up on her. They exposed her in the most humiliating way. They shamed her publicly. And people have been known to rather die than face public humiliation. The Pharisees showed not the slightest concern for the woman. All they thought about was making their point. In other words, they used the woman to get at Jesus. And using others to get ahead, using someone to spite another to get even, using another human being for any reason is terrible. It's a despicable thing to do. Then there's a sin involved in their attitude towards Jesus. Here are men who are evil. There's only one intent on their mind: murder. They have only one aim. They want to get rid of Jesus. Yet despite the way the scribes and Pharisees shamed and humiliated the women, despite the evil intents they held towards Jesus, it's quite amazing how Jesus chose to deal with them. We did not condemn them. He merely exposed them. But he didn't do it in a public way. Instead of answering the question straight away, Jesus became passive and began simply writing in the ground. What a contrast. What a contrast between the way the Pharisees treated the woman and how Jesus treated her. Jesus corrected her, but he did it in a very gentle way. So his mission, in this instance, was accomplished with mercy, forgiveness, and kindness. He did not judge and condemn. He did not expose and humiliate. So in the gospel today, Jesus illumined a very dark scene with radiant compassion. Yes, I know, it's all too easy to judge and to condemn one another, especially when we've been betrayed or hurt. It's only natural to want to get even, try to seek revenge. The very act of condemnation and judgment involves sin. Yes, there are times in our lives when we need to correct others. We need to do so in a way that does not destroy them. How do we do so? Well, we need to look to Jesus. We need to become Christ-like. We also need to look inside ourselves and treat others the way we would like to be treated. The great English playwright and writer Oscar Wilde said, "It's worth the pain and suffering of life to be able to say, let he or she who is without sin cast the first stone."